Welcome to episode 7 of the 7-episode podcast series produced by the Ontario Teachers Federation as part of its suite of parent engagement resources. This resource supports elementary and secondary teachers and educators in their ongoing quest to engage parents and guardians as partners in public education. In this final episode, we explore how to manage and resolve conflicts with parents and guardians. Educators are typically skilled at early identification of problems with students. In today's climate of increased parent involvement in schools, it is every bit as important to be able to identify early signs of potential problems with parents. It is crucial to respond quickly and knowledgeably to parents' concerns. Conflict occurs from time to time in the normal course of everyone's career. It is not all counterproductive. Well-managed conflicts can help to clarify issues and feelings. Conflict. The term elicits strong reactions and typically engenders negative connotations. Conflict can arise for a number of reasons: a difference of values or perspective, a sense of not being heard, a feeling that students are not being treated fairly, to name a few. To be sure, few people relish conflict of any kind. However, there is a marked difference between destructive and productive forms of conflict. Relationships can actually become healthier and stronger as a result of working through issues together. It is much more effective and healthy to build relationships than repair them after they are broken. Generally speaking, teachers and parents are usually able to avoid harmful conflicts by being proactive and making positive assumptions about each other's intentions and perspectives. However, while it is helpful to adopt a stance that presumes positive intentions, sometimes those presumptions may not appear to be borne out by actual experiences. Recognizing the signs and symptoms of destructive and constructive conflict is not a simple, straightforward task. Learning how to recognize the difference between these two forms of conflict can be a difficult task for teachers and educators in the midst of experiencing them. Sometimes, teachers need support or counsel from third parties to move beyond impasses or barriers that appear insurmountable and irresolvable. It is important for teachers and educators to know that we can, should, and at times must reach out for that counsel and support. Now, let's consider some practical tips and suggestions we can employ to prevent potential conflicts, mitigate against the escalation of conflicts, and what to do if conflict reoccurs or escalates despite your best efforts. We can, as elementary and secondary teachers, 1. Presume positive intentions on the part of parents and guardians and work with them to create positive, healthy parent-teacher relationships that prevent negative or destructive conflict from arising or taking root. 2. Gauge your own feelings and responses. We are all subject to a spectrum of natural, human responses, and acknowledging them helps us prepare to channel them appropriately. 3. Maintain professionalism in all your contact with parents, oral or written. 4. Suspend judgment and focus on listening openly when entering into conversations with families. Attentive listening may help you to better understand the source of a conflict. 5. Use language that invites open dialogue and trust, such as, "I can appreciate that you're upset about this. Can you help me to understand what the key issues are for you?" 6. Try to avoid the blame game, which often engenders defensive postures or creates the perception of a win-loss scenario. Instead, try to arrive at mutually agreeable solutions to issues or concerns. 7. Anticipate times of potential conflict or issues that typically can elicit emotional responses and be proactive about matters that may be common flashpoints or catalysts for conflict. 8. Be transparent and explicit about communicating classroom, school, board, and ministry expectations and policies, but avoid using educational jargon that can alienate parents or cloud an issue. 9. Try to resolve conflicts early or in a timely fashion. Do not risk escalating a conflict by avoiding dealing with an issue. And if you're not able to address an issue immediately, be sure to commit to a specific time when you will contact parents about the issue. 10. Use a 5-step problem-solving approach to negotiate ongoing, persistent problems. A. Define the task or problem and describe the desired result. B. Brainstorm ideas and decide which idea to use. C. Make a plan. D. Try it out. And E. Reflect and adjust as necessary. 11. When time allows, plan conversations by setting clear goals for the conversation. This can include setting a reasonable time limit, establishing ground rules, using specific questions that get at different ways of thinking about a problem or conflict, and making sure that those most impacted by the conversation are a meaningful part of it. 12. If conflict persists or escalates despite your best efforts, seek assistance, support, and counsel from other colleagues or professionals at the school, board, or federation before meeting with or contacting parents, for example, a guidance counselor, special education teacher, settlement worker, social worker, psychologist, administrator, union steward, or local union president. 13. Finally, know your rights and responsibilities. Exercise both diligently. Any issue that makes you susceptible to charges of misconduct or that could potentially result in disciplinary action or sanctions by your school, school board, or the Ontario College of Teachers must be reported to the Member Services Department of your appropriate affiliate organization, ETFO, OECTA, or OSSTF. In closing, consider the following thought. Communicating regularly and effectively serves to stave off interactions that have the potential to derail your efforts to both teach students and engage parents. A culture of collaboration can help parents and educators to work constructively together to address concerns related to programs and services before they become sources of conflict. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast series. To learn more about managing and resolving conflicts with parents and guardians, including more practical tips and other helpful resources, or to listen to other podcasts in the series, please visit OTF's parent engagement website at www.parentengagement.ca.